This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and we have another guest for the last hour today, Janice Barcello. And I always pronounce it the Italian way, but I know I'm probably goofing it up. But anyway, she's going to cheer us up as well as our last guest. And her website is birthofanewearth.com. And she also has a blog, birthofanewearth.blogspot.com. And she is going to talk about her new book, which is available. If you visit our schedule page, there's a link there for her new book, and it's part one of her new book. And it is, as I said, it's going to cheer us up. And okay, it's going to be The Dangers of the Dark Side of Prenatal Ultrasound and the Dangers of Non-Ionizing Radiation, which we're all getting radiated, but babies in the womb? Oh gosh, what next? Janice, welcome.
Thank you so much, Deanna. Good to be here. And yeah, just to let people know that this information is pretty intense because we have been being lied to and told that ultrasound is just sound waves and perfectly safe. But in fact, it is non-ionizing radiation. In the same way that cell phones and smart meters and cordless phones and baby monitors and a variety of other devices are based on non-ionizing radiation. And this radiation is incredibly harmful, as most everyone in the United States and around the world is about to find out, because we're now being chronically exposed to this radiation. And if we do not act quickly, there's going to be some very, very serious, there already are some very, very serious repercussions and health problems that are occurring. I'm one of the people that actually, you know, as I'm researching ultrasound, I was in my fifth year of writing this book, which has turned into several volumes, because it's over 700 pages already. So I've just published part one as a PDF. But 5 years into this research, I myself developed a microwave illness from a smart meter being placed on this house. And what the smart meters do is they basically send pulses of microwave radiation through all the electrical wiring of people's homes. So these pulses occur thousands of times per day. And the biggest issue with the pulses, aside from the fact that this is radiation, is that the pulses act like a jackhammer on our nervous system and the electrical signals that are controlling our heart rate and various other things that are incredibly important for the survival of the body. And so people will experience some cardiac abnormalities. That's one of the first things people may feel, is that their heart is skipping beats or beating out of control. They may develop what's called tinnitus, which is otherwise called ringing in the ears. But in fact, what most people are experiencing today is really not tinnitus. People are hearing the dirty electricity and the frequencies that are now ubiquitous in our airspace. Many of these frequencies are ultrasonic, and we can, many, many, many people can hear them, including babies. So just to give you a sense that babies in the womb, it's as loud as being in a subway when the trains are coming in. So when you put a transducer on a pregnant woman's belly, that you will notice many, many babies jumping around and trying to get away from the energy. Number one, because it's extremely loud and terrifying, but also because it causes extreme heating and a very serious boiling, what's called cavitation, these huge events where bubbles implode, bubbles form in these heated liquids like blood and amniotic fluid and cerebrospinal fluid, and then the bubbles implode very violently at temperatures that are, you know, 8,000 degrees Fahrenheit. So of course we're having, and when the implosion happens, the cells in the surrounding area are, of course, slammed with the debris from this, because the implosions also occur at speeds of 500 miles per second. So we're talking about extreme events that are occurring inside of babies' bodies and inside the uterine and amniotic environment that can very seriously and badly injure our developing children. Now, women are told to avoid getting into hot tubs, you know, and that's because it's well known by the medical profession and many other people that this heating can cause heating of the amniotic fluid and lead to birth defects, including things like microcephaly and spina bifida. And I know we're being told that the microcephaly epidemic is a result of the Zika virus, but I'm quite sure, and this is in, Jim West has written a very important book on this topic, that microcephaly is being triggered by ultrasound in utero. And it's causing many other birth defects that people are not going to connect to the radiation exposure because they're not being told that ultrasound is radiation. They're being lied to. I mean, very blatantly lied to about this. But it is radiation. And when you have radiation damage, you know, things like DNA damage, double strand breaks, chromosome aberrations, all the things that radiation causes, the damage may not show up for 5, 10, 15 years, 20 years in terms of the development of cancers and other things like this. And what's happening in the womb with ultrasonic irradiation, and also let me add, because pregnant mothers are holding their laptops with Wi-Fi on their pregnant bellies, they're holding their cell phones over their pregnant bellies, they're sitting in environments where smart meters are going all day, smart TVs, cordless phones. I mean, mothers and fathers are chronically exposed to this radiation, and the baby, of course, is being chronically exposed, and this is going to affect the genetics of the incoming child, not to mention that most children today are being conceived from irradiated sperm and egg because the parents are chronically exposed 24/7. They don't turn their cell phones off. They don't turn their Wi-Fi router off. They don't unplug their cordless phones. So there is no time at which they are out of the radiation field, which means the body has no chance to repair. See, we repair during sleep. We can repair some of the DNA damage if we have a chance. But what's happening right now is the chronic exposure is making it so that there's very little opportunity to repair the DNA damage. And this is going to influence the outcome of their children. Naturally, we're going to be seeing larger, greater numbers of children who are carrying what's called new or de novo mutations, genetic mutations that the parents do not have, but that are appearing for the first time in the children, and that can be a result of mutations in the sperm or egg of the parents, and also mutations that occur very, very early in pregnancy as a result of exposure to radiation, either through these devices or through ultrasound, because the medical system is now exposing developing babies in the first trimester of pregnancy And this is a period during which it's rapid cell division that's occurring. You know, the development of a body in utero is based on cell division. But when you have cells...
Oh, yes.
And when you have cells that are being irradiated or that have been irradiated and there's genetic damage, then that genetic damage is going to multiply, you see, very quickly in the first trimester and contribute to the development of things. Various forms of cancer, brain cancer is occurring in very large numbers in children under two. And this is not because these children are carrying cell phones. You know, children under two and infants who have brain tumors, and the number is escalating at least 30 or 40% since 1970 when they started ultrasound. This is from...
But they started it that long ago.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely escalated over the past 20 years since 1990.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you this. I mean, the sickening thing, one of the many, many, many sickening things, is that in the early 1990s, the FDA knew that ultrasound exposure in utero was causing low birth weight and fetal growth retardation. They did their own study on this. And they talked about it in a video.
And they knew.
That I got a hold of. And even though they had this knowledge, somewhere around 1992 or 3, they went ahead and raised the maximum allowable output limits on obstetrical ultrasound machines eightfold, which means the babies that came in, you know, after 1993 were exposed to at least eight times more radiation than the children born prior to that time. Not to mention, as the years have gone on, we're at a situation right now where, you know, a low-risk pregnancy, these mothers can be exposed to 10 to 17 scans per pregnancy.
Oh, my gosh.
And people
are saying, or they're not saying anything. They're, what you hear on TV and whatnot is, oh, we've got to find a cure for these childhood cancers. They're not saying, how come we have childhood cancers? We never used to have this situation.
Yeah, they're not saying what's causing all the childhood cancers.
Right.
As I explained, when you're creating ultrasonic cavitation, that's literally causing boiling events inside the blood and cerebrospinal and amniotic fluid, you're going to have issues with the blood, all right? And we have very large numbers of children developing leukemia and other cancers. Not to mention, and I keep saying not to mention because this list is endless, the bones, our bones absorb radiation heat. So what's happening to the bone marrow as our babies are being exposed to these technologies? What's happening to the fetal skull bones when you stick an ultrasound transducer inside the vagina of a, you know, a third trimester mother where the head is right there?
Right.
Okay. So the fetal skull bones are heating up extensively. I mean, it's something like 10 to 50 times more heat absorbed by the fetal skull bones, which means the brain matter located near the bone is also going to be heated up, which is contributing to various brain abnormalities that we're seeing in children like with autism.
Right.
Okay. There's no question that this is contributing hugely to the autism epidemic. And people need to get this. I'm not saying that vaccines are not also contributing to the autism epidemic, because they absolutely are.
Right.
Ultrasound is laying the foundation for the brain damage and the genetic damage that will contribute to autism, and then the vaccines are coming in, throwing the kids over the edge. And now pregnant women are being exposed to both vaccination and ultrasound. You've got a recipe here for the absolute destruction of our children.
Right. Oh, this is so, so incredibly evil. A mother should be thinking of protecting her child from every danger and making sacrifices for that child, to bring that child into the world whole and healthy with, oh gosh. And what was the main selling point that they were using in order to convince women to have this procedure to begin with? Yes.
Well, what are they saying? They're saying they can detect birth defects when in fact they're causing them.
Right.
Really, they are with this technology. Whatever they tell you, you know, are the reasons for having to do this. I have debunked in my book, The Dark Side of Prenatal Ultrasound and the Dangers of Non-Ionizing Radiation. You can find that on my website at birthofanewearth.com. I also have a new website called radiationdangers.com. So, I recommend people read the book because you'll understand whatever they're telling you. You know, they're using ultrasound to determine the estimated due date. Now keep in mind that the estimated due date has been determined perfectly well for at least the last 100 or 150 years.
And who cares, really? Seriously. The 5th or the 10th or the baby's going to come out when it's ready.
That's right. That's right. But see, they want you, what they're doing is they're looking for ways to try to convince you that there's a problem with the pregnancy so that they can use their interventions. This is all, you know, massive amounts of money for them. Number one, do you know how much an ultrasound scan costs in the United States? In states like Alaska, it's close to $2,000 a pop.
Oh my gosh.
The cheapest scan that I saw was $500. Okay, so if you're, you know, doing 10 scans during one pregnancy, that's $5,000 that you've just tacked on to your prenatal, quote unquote, prenatal care, which is a freaking joke.
Right. They've medicalized something that should be normal. Well, if I had it to do over again, I would have had my children at home. I would do it as close to normal as possible. I don't know. Like I say, they've medicalized something that's very natural because somebody's making money.
There's more to it than that because the same creatures that are in control of the medical system are also printing the money. You see, so they're creating money out of thin air. There is nothing to back up this money. And they don't need money because they can simply print more of it whenever they want.
Sure, sure.
So there's something else in operation here, which I don't go into detail about in part one of my book because I think it's too heavy for most people to understand or want to deal with the level of evil that we're up against here. So I'm not talking about it in part one. I may not talk about it until part three of the book because I want people to have a foundation upon which to know that what I'm saying is accurate. These people who control the medical system have methodically devised methods by which they can mutate the human race. And they do this a lot during pregnancy and during the birth process.
Well, that's the appropriate time that you would want to do that if you were an evil person.
Yeah.
Doing what they're doing.
Everything that they're doing is harmful. And really the only reason we go into hospitals to give birth is out of fear and out of a compulsion to repeat what was done to us. See, when we're walking around with as much birth trauma as we all have, and my first book is called Birth Trauma and the Dark Side of Modern Medicine, We're walking around with massive birth trauma, both mothers and fathers, and even more so for fathers, I think, in the United States who've been circumcised.
Oh, absolutely. I've done programs on that, and they do that without any anesthetic. And the first thing that the child learns, even in utero, is that you can't trust your parents. You cannot trust your parents because look what, they don't conceptualize this, but it's a feeling that you get that this is a very dangerous place to be in and that the people that are supposed to be protecting you aren't.
And they won't. You know, there's a knowing, you know, children who are coming into this world are highly telepathic and they can sense the motives of the people who are doing these rituals.
Right.
These
right.
are very, very dark rituals.
Yes.
They can also sense that their parents are under mind control and will not protect them because they are under such severe mind control. The parents think that they have their own ideas and their own thoughts, but nobody in their right mind would say, yes, take my newborn infant and cut off a piece of his penis. This is a mark of insanity.
Right.
And people need to get this, but we have been so inundated with the mind control through the birth process. Number one, we're initiated into the technological world through the birth process itself. And then the same creatures who control the medical system and the money are also controlling our media. And this is having a huge impact on our beliefs and our thoughts and the way we perceive reality. So most Americans are under very severe mind control right now. That's why they're going into hospital
well,
to give birth.
It's programming. it's just called programming.
Yes.
People believe, well, if this big group of people think that it's okay to do that, to practice savagery on an infant, well, then it must be okay. But just think about it, people. But I think that people don't understand the process. Because they don't do it in front of the mother. They take the baby away and perform this satanic ritual. I'm going to call it satanic. Anything
it is.
That is so damaging and painful and terrible. So of course they're going to whisk the baby away to do this. Oh, gee.
I mean, not all the time. I've heard of mothers holding their infants down for this. Okay, that's how crazy.
Especially
in the Jewish community, there's some real incentive going on around this particular ritual. But all of these rituals, including the ritual of ultrasonography, which has become like, you know, they lie to us and say, oh, you're going to bond with your baby. But, you know, what's happening really is it's the opposite.
Just the opposite. Absolutely.
Mothers and fathers are terrified by this false ultrasound diagnosis. So they don't bond with their children. You know, they're afraid to bond with their children. They're afraid their children are going to die or something terrible is going to happen. And it totally interferes with bonding in many cases. And we don't want to bond through radiation exposure. We want to bond through a deep telepathic connection with our child.
Right.
We're completely talked out of and interventioned out of through the use of their drugs, which create, you know, hypnosis, amnesia, total paralysis. I mean, just insane stuff that's happening during the birth process. When you have a fetal heart monitor strapped to your stomach, Mom, during labor, you are being irradiated, and so is your baby. This is ultrasonic. These fetal heart monitors are ultrasonic. Doppler fetal heart monitors are also ultrasonic. You are being irradiated. Your uterus is being irradiated. Your eggs are being irradiated. Your baby, your developing baby, is being irradiated. And if you use wireless devices while you are pregnant or at any time, but especially while you are pregnant, the likelihood that your child is going to have genetic damage is extremely high. Like, I'm amazed if any of these kids come out of it without genetic damage. And this genetic damage will continue on. It's not only nuclear DNA that's being damaged, it's mitochondrial DNA, which means that really entire female bloodlines could be wiped out. Very
wow.
You know, Barry Trower, who is a physicist, a British physicist and microwave,
oh, right, I've heard
microwave weapons expert, mm-hmm. He predicts that within 50 to 60 years, we can expect that only 1 in 8 children will be born healthy. I mean, Dr. Zach Bush has an even more ominous vision, and he says he thinks we have 70 years left of life on Earth on the current trajectory, because we're not just killing ourselves. All life forms are affected by this radiation, and we have allowed these cell towers to go up all around us, these boosters, microwave boosters, transmitters, satellites, antennas, Wi-Fi routers in our homes, baby monitors, microwave baby monitors that we're putting next to our children, newborn children, infants and toddlers being microwave 24/7, allowing, cordless phones that are also blasting microwave radiation into the house 24/7, smart meters. We have,
right.
We're driving around in microwave vehicles. There is no time that you go into any village on Long Island where I live. It's 100% microwaved. You cannot get out of it on Long Island. There is nowhere, there's two places that I know of in nature that are left.
Where's that?
Where it's on Long Island I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
Okay, where it's still in the green on my meter. Even when it's in the green, these are still artificial electromagnetic frequencies. That means there's still radiation here. Okay, never on Long Island, anywhere, is there a time when there's not a blip on the screen. Never.
Wow.
Which means we are saturated. Our world is now saturated with these artificial frequencies. Artificial meaning they are not part of natural creation. They're not part of organic creation. They are manufactured in a lab, and they are manufactured through the destruction of matter. Literally, these mad scientists are blowing apart atoms. Atoms being the basic building blocks of manifest reality.
Mm-hmm.
So when you take atom smashing machines, for example, and hurl particles at the nuclei of an atom in order to disrupt the electrical balance of the atom so that you can harness the energetic output, what they call piezoelectricity. This is based on trauma and stress. What they're doing is they're severely traumatizing and stressing atoms. Keep in mind that our bodies are made up of millions of atoms. Okay, so when you put stress on every single
right
in your body, when you're exposed to these artificially manufactured frequencies. I could go into some detail about this, but it may be too technical for people. I don't want to bore people with this, but suffice to say, all of these artificial frequencies, including artificial ultrasonic frequencies, are generated through the destruction of matter, okay? In the case of ultrasound, what they're doing is they're taking quartz crystals and electroshock torturing the crystals. They put alternating currents on the crystals. And what happens is that the crystals respond by morphing and deforming at the rate of millions or billions of times per second.
Wow.
Yeah.
Alrighty, we are going to go to a quick break. We will be right back with our guests.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead.
to change the bad to good.
All righty, welcome back. Welcome back. Our guest for this last hour is Janice Barcello, and her website is birthofanewearth.com. Excuse me. And radiationdangers.com. Now, I want you to visit Radiation Dangers, and on the right-hand side, you will see where you can subscribe to receive updates and get email notifications. And right under that, there's a directory where there's a lot of links. Oh, my gosh, my gosh, my gosh. And I have previously looked at some of these links, but please do visit that website, radiationdangers.com. Sign up. Read the directory. Read about 5G, the fifth generation, and what it's doing. Oh, gosh.
I want to say that I created that website last May. I got sick in February. I came very close to death in February of 2018. So when this stuff hits you, when you've reached saturation, which many people are about to do, okay, this stuff can really take you down. And the thing for people to understand is that the flu, what's called the flu, and microwave illness share many of the same symptoms. So right now, people may be experiencing headaches, cardiac irregularities, pressure in the head. They may be experiencing muscle cramps, skin rashes. There's a variety of ways this microwave radiation poisoning can actually affect the body, depending on your body. So on my website, I make clear, and there's, you know, lists of what are the symptoms of microwave illness, so that you know if you may be experiencing them or your children. And if you are, which I'm sure that most people are at this time, it is time to get serious about getting rid of the Wi-Fi in the house. There is no reason for Wi-Fi in your house. There's no benefit to it. It's very easy to get rid of, especially if you already are receiving internet through a cable company. You simply can run an Ethernet cord directly from the Ethernet modem from the cable company into your computer and get a direct line that is not involving Wi-Fi. If you are using Wi-Fi and you're not feeling confident to make the change, at the very least, turn it off every single night. All cell phones should be off and kept in a separate location, far from where you sleep and where your children sleep. These phones, including the cordless phones, are pulsing like the smart meters and the baby monitors. All right, this is all pulsed microwave radiation that is extremely harmful. It's going to disrupt. See, we're electrical beings. We are receiving communication from source through our electrical wiring. But all of this now is being, we're being cross-wired with these Luciferian frequencies. Please keep in mind that the human body is designed to receive and transmit between
energy.
3 and 30 hertz. All right. The Earth functions at 7.83 hertz, which is called the Schumann resonance. And that's the precise resonance of our brain, how our brain normally functions. And we are now being hit with frequencies in the megahertz and gigahertz range. That's millions and billions of hertz. And these hertz are not the same as the hertz coming in from the natural world, because these other hertz are generated through the destruction of matter. Naturally, when they hit us, they are going to destroy us as well. I mean, Deanna, we had a situation in the Netherlands where they did a 5G test and 300 birds dropped dead right there in the park.
Oh, my gosh.
Fell dead I have seen birds completely flying in the most bizarre way. I saw one bird literally fly right into a truck.
Well, we don't even really see the birds that we used to see.
Well,
there used to be birds, all kinds of birds. And now you see maybe a mourning dove once in a while, maybe a robin once in a while. I see cardinals in the park. But we don't see the birds that used to populate the earth.
No.
Or the insects. Bees. Look at the bees. They're killing all the bees.
They are killing the bees. You know, Arthur Furstenberg has written an amazing book called The Invisible Rainbow. And when I read the information that he has to share about what's happening to the other life forms, the birds and the bees in particular, I was just devastated. When you think about bees that are getting zapped with these frequencies and they're unable to fly, they're being found dead, you know, in many large numbers at the foot of their hive on the ground. They can't even get into their hives because they can't fly anymore. And they're flying out in the middle of winter. You know, ants, if you expose a nest of ants to a cell phone and you turn that thing on, the ants will literally move everything, all of their larvae, all the eggs, everything. They'll pick up and move the whole brood to another location. And then if you turn the thing off, they'll pick up and move everything back to their original location. But they're all dying. You see, all of life is dying, is at risk. I cannot stress this enough. We are about to experience the world's greatest genocide, not just of humans. All right, this is an extinction level situation with these technologies.
And not only just the technologies, but even mosquito abatement, which they do in our community. So you get a mosquito bite. So just deal with it. But now they're saying, oh, we've got to go through the neighborhoods and we'll spray all the spray, and be sure and close your windows if you have lung problems or something. We're going to spray all this stuff so that you don't get a mosquito bite, but they don't realize that they're damaging the ecosystem. They're killing the bees. They're killing other insects that are part of the ecosystem that I'm just so sick of.
It is very, very, very disturbing because it's almost like these people are not, their soul is not in there. I mean, who the hell would take a job climbing up a cell phone tower, risking your life? Like many, many people have died trying to install these transmitters on the towers. They fall off. They fall to their death. Who would be willing to take a job like this, knowing, you know, there's tens of thousands of studies publicly available indicating you're going to be infertile, you're going to have genetic damage, you're going to develop cancer.
People are programmed to be obedient. They're programmed to not read the studies. People would rather watch a baseball game or some stupid thing on TV rather than educate themselves as to what's going on.
Well, we have to stop, okay? We have got to take responsibility for what is happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because this really is a life or death matter. It doesn't make sense to me how you can look at all of these towers with all of this hideous technology that is now blighting the landscape,
mm-hmm,
without understanding that this is microwave weaponry. This is weaponry. 5G is millimeter wave military weaponry.
Yes.
That is what it is. These kinds of frequencies. By the way, airport scanners also use the tetrahertz frequencies that are
right.
for 5G. So it rips apart DNA amongst many, many other things. Skin problems are going to escalate enormously with 5G because our skin really picks up the millimeter waves. So you get people developing these really crazy rashes, crazy itchy that don't go away, that the medical system, of course, will not diagnose as radiation poisoning. I'm telling you, this is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
This is what it is. The cardiac problems that everybody's experiencing, it's from radiation.
Mm-hmm.
The headaches that people are experiencing, the leg cramps, the memory problems, this stuff blows holes in the blood-brain barrier. We are seeing 9 and 10-year-old children who are exposed to screens for 7 hours a day develop a thinning of the cortex. What this means, this is what happens to older adults with Alzheimer's. They have a thinning of the cortex. When you have it in 9 and 10-year-old children, then we're seeing people 30 years old developing dementia and Alzheimer's. And they've now come out with a term called digital dementia. So
good heavens.
Really good heavens. And the parents need to understand, you know, you think you're doing your kid a favor by getting that baby monitor?
What else are children using?
iPads.
iPads, and I have an iPad, and I have a Kindle. Oh gosh.
No,
but I don't have a microwave, and I have all kinds of protections around. I have, as I mentioned earlier in the program, I have Graham Stetzer filters, and I have all kinds of gadgets to try to protect myself. I don't have a smart meter. I don't use a cell phone. I don't have cordless phones. Right. I have as much hardwired stuff as I possibly can. It's just, but it's all around us, and I haven't traveled on a plane.
Yes.
Since 2007, actually, because I don't want to go through the radiation.
It's massive.
Yes.
At airports especially, because not only do you have the scanners, but you have everybody with their phones and the Wi-Fi, and I mean, it's so high in an airport and on a plane. If there's Wi-Fi on
any public place.
It's insane. We are committing collective suicide. We really are, folks. I mean, forgive me for scaring people, but we got to get this. We have got to get on this now, or we are going to die. Our children are not, we may outlive our children, who are not going to have very long to live. In the last week, I have just heard of 3 young family members who became deathly ill. Now, nobody in my family is willing to address what's really happening, which is extremely frustrating to me because they have children.
Do they think you're nuts?
Yes, they do. They do, and I'm not nuts. I mean, I've written a book that contains close to 2,000 citations. I've spent 5 years looking at thousands of studies. Not just on ultrasound. When I got sick, I had to go deep into these other technologies and to really understand the interconnection and what is going on here. When I got sick, there was a smart meter. There was a cordless printer, and the guy who was living below me, a cordless printer, a Wi-Fi router below me where I was sleeping, his cell phone going 24/7. He refused to turn off his cell phone. I was exposed, and I had gone on 3 trips in the 3 months prior to the collapse, airplane trips to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So I had received a great deal of exposure through air travel as well as in my home. There was no opportunity to recover from any of the radiation damage because everywhere I went, there was Wi-Fi and cell phones.
But the people who are perpetrating all of this horrible things that they're doing, don't they suffer from the same kinds of problems, or do they have some sort of protection that we are unaware of?
I don't think that there are more protected than us from these frequencies. But what they're doing is they're trying to create pockets of protection for themselves. So, you know, in the wealthiest places on Long Island, there are no cell towers. I videotaped this. I showed people. These places actually still have payphones, whereas everywhere else the payphones have been removed. There's no cell towers. There's no 5G plan, for example, in the 20-block radius around the White House. It's blocked. So what they're doing is creating trying to create pockets of protection for themselves. But you see people like John McCain, I mean, who definitely deserves what he got because he was a spokesperson for the wireless industry and he ended up getting a brain tumor in the very same shape as his cell phone. I mean, you should see the picture of his brain tumor. It was in the exact same shape as his cell phone. And he got what he deserved. For selling himself to this very dark force. Most people are innocent. They have believed what the FCC has been telling them, that it's not harmful, but it is extremely harmful. You're frying your brain every time you put that phone near your head or a cordless phone. You are causing brain damage, and it may be irreparable depending on how long you've been exposed. And the likelihood of brain tumors increases 280% with 10 years of cell phone or cordless phone use. These are not made up statistics. This is all, when I say there's tens of thousands of studies, I am not kidding. It's absolutely a fact. And I've led people to the websites where they can look at these studies through my book, which I hope people will take seriously and get aware. Parents need to be aware because the children are going to suffer the most. You know, children's bodies absorb much more radiation than adult bodies.
Well, they're more vulnerable. They're developing. They're just vulnerable little people. Oh gosh.
Here's another thing.
So disturbing. We do have a break. We will be right back. Alrighty, welcome back. This is Deanna. And our guest this last hour is Janice Barcello. And her website is birthofanewearth.com. And please do purchase her book. It should be read by every human being, particularly people with small children or people who are expecting. And also please visit Radiation Dangers. Look on the right side of the page. Check out all of the links that she has and sign up to receive updates. This is all so disturbing. Yikes. I'm going to have to eat a lot of chocolate after this program. Are you there?
I was muted. Here I am.
Oh.
Here I am.
I took that away. Too.
What I want to say is if people want help to get off the Wi-Fi, if they feel they need support in making changes in their home, please go to my website and contact me through my website or write to JaniceBarcello@yahoo.com. I am giving talks on this, you know, to help people understand what's happening and how to make the changes in their home. It's important, you know, that we buy shielding for our beds or shield our bedrooms, protect our babies, protect our children. There's a lot going on. Some people have cell towers in their backyards at this point. So we really have to understand what we can do to protect our families from this radiation. This is a very, very critical time to learn this and to clean up your home. I also want to say that the 2.4 gigahertz frequency that is being used in cell phones, cordless phones, baby monitors, Wi-Fi routers, smart meters is the same frequency that they use in microwave ovens. So They use that frequency in microwave ovens because it maximizes the absorption of radiation in mammalian bodies. That's why they use it for cooking. Now, I want people to think about that. The FCC, who has studied this frequency intensely, information has been available since at least the 1960s on this frequency and the damage that it does. Rather than ban this frequency, what the FCC did is they opened up this part of the spectrum, mm-hmm. allowed people to use it without licensing or paying any fees, with the intention that our country would be saturated with this particular frequency, a frequency that is known to cause severe cardiac abnormalities. We had two children drop dead in a Canadian school that had just installed Wi-Fi from cardiac arrest.
Oh, my gosh.
Two 10-year-old children and two more also collapsed from cardiac arrest but were revived. Okay, it causes leakage of the blood-brain barrier, which will contribute to Alzheimer's and dementia. It maximizes the absorption of radiation. It causes infertility. This is the frequency that is known to cause infertility within 2 to 3 generations.
Oh, and there's so much of that. So many people are just, they just cannot conceive. Well, thank you for all of your information. And I hope that your book sells well and that people will visit your websites and contact you. Thank you so very much, Janice.
Thanks, Deanna. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Take care. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you next week. And get yourself educated. Take care. Bye-bye.